Eric Soderstrom of Ravinia talking about, oh my gosh, there's so much to talk about regarding Ravinia. And I'll begin with what we just heard. How did you get Cynthia Erivo, and are you insured? Here's my question about the insurance. What, 30% of the people will be wearing glasses? Will they all crack when she hits that note?
Well, thanks for having me on, Steve. It's a great question. I don't know if I've ever seen that happen before, but we are insured. Cynthia, what an amazing talent. She was
She's so hot now.
Oh, I mean, big time.
Yeah.
Big time, this Wicked film. And the next one's coming out in the fall, so this is going to continue for a while. But
has she been there before?
She was with us in 2021.
When no one really knew.
Exactly. It was right before the Harriet Tubman film came out.
Mm-hmm.
She was a bit more up and coming at that moment in time, but her talent was just as strong, and she's incredible. The versatility, the range, and I think she's barely 5 feet tall. And when that voice comes out, it's incredible to hear and to see, and we're just really delighted to have her at Ravinia this summer.
Oh, and her fingernails, I think, are 5 feet long, so it works out. But she is amazing, and I've never seen her in person. Well, I kind of have, and you all have, if you've watched any of the TV shows, where now she's been on many, right, performing. She is in person. She's one of those performers who I've heard is even better.
Yeah, you know, it's like I mentioned, her range.
Yeah.
She can do soul music. She can do R&B. She can do a little bit of classical, Broadway. So I think that's where the true talent lies, is her ability to really touch on any genre and bring it to life in a live form and on film or TV, as we've seen, and acting.
Yeah.
She's a very prolific actor as well. So this is someone it's special to see right now in our lives as an artist.
And we'll talk about some of the other artists coming in a moment. I want to talk a little about the history of Ravinia. I don't know. I've had many people on over the years talking about Ravinia. I've heard many interviews. I've been to Ravinia for years, but I don't go back that far. So what is the history? I honestly don't know.
1904.
That's why I don't know.
Yeah. We were founded by the train company. They built the train line to lure people from the city up to the suburbs to buy property and to build homes. And the way they crafted it in order to do so was they built an amusement park. So there was live music in our Martin Theater, which is still there today, the last original building on our campus. But they also had a restaurant and a poker parlor.
Yeah.
Okay. Did a little gambling going and a baseball field and a carousel. And this was their way of luring people up. Shortly after the Great Depression, the train company no longer wanted the park, and they sold it to an individual who continued the live music portion of the park. It was mostly classical music back then. Chicago Symphony Orchestra started early on in their residency, but the New York Phil came through as well, and some opera in this theater. But it evolved over the decades as a music festival, and we built some new stages and built it out. And folks like Benny Goodman and Janis Joplin, Frank Zappa, they all played Ravinia over the years.
Now, do you get to meet the performers when they come in?
I do, yeah.
Who is someone that you've been most blown away by? Of all the people, and there have been so many, and you've been there forever.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot. Some really incredible people. You know, Tony Bennett had a long history of playing Ravinia.
Every year. Once, I've seen him twice at Ravinia, once with Lady Gaga, and once Tony Bennett, just doing Tony Bennett.
Yeah. He's the type of person who just really loved that interaction with people. Of course, he did it from the stage, but he also did it backstage. He would stand in the hallway and talk with anyone who would roll by. It could be the caterer, could be a stagehand, could be me or you.
I believe that.
And he just loved to strike up a conversation and get to know people. And over time, he knew all of our names. Wow. He would walk in the building.
And he'd remember from year to year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's way better than I could do, I'll tell you. I mean, that's pretty impressive. He was. I've met him a couple of times. Do you remember the Sardine Bar? There was a place next to Treasure Island in Chicago in the Gold Coast called the Sardine Bar. And it was that. It was about as big as this studio, which is not a big, it's a nice big studio, but for a performing place, not so big. So there's a bar. And as a PR stunt, what the PR person did at that time was she brought in Tony Bennett's entire orchestra. Mm. And you've got the entire orchestra. There was just room for the media. And we were all squeezed together. And Tony Bennett came out and he sang, "I Left My Heart in San Francisco." And he sang another song. And what was so funny is he performed to a balcony that wasn't even there. He would like go, whoa, with his arms up in the air. Like, and he was giving an all-out performance. And, of course, without a microphone. He did not need one, you know?
Yeah.
That was wonderful.
Yeah, his, you know, his ability, even later in years, to his voice was still strong.
Yeah.
His interpretation of the music was still spot on. And he just had that ability to connect, whether you're in a sardine room or you're at Ravinia Festival. He really connected with each audience member in those songs he was singing. And they're all, it's the American Songbook, right?
Yeah.
They all resonate with us in one way or another.
When was it decided that, okay, you were going to have seats over here, right in front of the stage, your typical seating, right? Except it's outside. And all around, you'll tell me how many acres, I don't know. You can picnic and you can see on large screens what's going on. And you have excellent sound, and you bring in all the food you want.
Yeah, the lawn experience is 100% Ravinia's brand. Come up, bring your picnic, bring your Malort, hang out on the lawn with your friends.
And you sell Malort, you said.
There's Malort there, yes. I don't know that it's advertised as much, but you can ask for it at the bar.
Shh, you have to secretly
ask. Secretly ask for it.
Say, I listen to WGN.
And if you're really brave and want to, you can bring it with you. That's the other great thing is we allow you to bring your food and
whatever.
Beverage, even alcohol. Yep.
Yep.
And so, but the forever, the experience was an audio experience. And that's why our lawn is flat. It's like a park. And so it wasn't as visual back then. You were sitting there listening and taking it in. And over the years, we've changed as a society, as a culture, as to how we experience live music. And so the pavilion was built. The pavilion was around for a long time. It's gone through a few iterations.
And so the pavilion came much later?
Yes.
Ah, yep. Okay.
And the video screens, like you mentioned, is definitely the last 15 or 20 years. Very popular to have that experience. And so we've extended that to the lawn, too, so you can see what's going on the stage, because you can't see from the lawn, of course. So it's kind of this unique thing. But it is very much who we are, is the lawn experience. And under the stars with your favorite artist, there's no other place.
You're right about that. And literally, often under the stars, you could see them. It's wonderful. One of the performers coming in fact, is the voice we just heard, Catherine McPhee, coming in with her husband, David Foster, composer. Also, Chris Bode will be there with them.
Yeah, this is an evening where
I think they're going to lean a little bit into some jazz with Chris on the bill.
Yeah.
And David, famous songwriter across all genres.
Oh, people almost have no idea about his songs, you know? I mean, After the Love. So I just heard, I just found this out, that song that Earth, Wind, and Fire had a number one hit with was first offered to Hall & Oates.
Yeah.
And they turned it down. Crazy.
Yeah, I think that happens more often than we know.
Yeah.
These songs get floated around. But yeah, David, even with film, St. Elmo's Fire and The Bodyguard.
Oh,
and
the
it goes
list
on.
Goes on and on and on and on for the people he's written for. And he'll perform some of that. If he performed all of it, it would be a two-day performance, I think.
That would be the whole summer.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, well, the cool thing about this at Ravinia is all three of them are performing together in one set. So it's all together. There's no separate sets happening. So they're working right now to put the whole thing together. But that's what David's known for, is writing for all different types and bringing them and collaborating together.
What are some of the other performers coming in?
Other performers this summer, we start the season with Heart, classic rockers. And the following night is something I'm really excited for. It's a co-bill of Janelle Monáe and Grace Jones. Grace doesn't tour much anymore, so to have her coming through Chicagoland is a real treat. The Smart Bar, the DJs from the Smart Bar are opening up the show out on our carousel stage. Other programs this summer, The Roots a little later in June, Diana Krall on a Sunday, Kurt Elling also on Father's Day. The Chicago Symphony Orchestra, in my opinion, one of the best orchestras in the world. They've been coming to Ravinia for about 90 years now, their residency. Wow. Maren Alsop is our chief conductor, and she leads their programs. They're doing a special one, Beethoven's Seventh, which people probably know, but this year we do a program called One Score, One Chicago, where our students in the music education programs learn a score all year round, and they do culminating concerts, and then they get to come hear the Chicago Symphony play this score for free. The students come in for free, and so that's a great tie-in that we have with the orchestra and all of the schools around Chicagoland.
Tell me about the student program. I don't think people know about that.
Yeah, it's we're a not-for-profit, so all of our resources go into these music education programs. We're in several schools around, as far north as Waukegan, down into Austin, Lawndale, and we're providing teachers, instruments, concert band, jazz band, full orchestras, and many of them get bused up to Ravinia after school every day to practice, and then bused home afterwards. And so it's a great program, bringing music to students who don't otherwise have it. And again, they then get to come up in the summertime for free and see all of this music that they've been practicing throughout the year.
Is it done directly through the schools, or can mom or dad contact you and say, my kid is really good?
Yeah, it happens through the schools, mm-hmm. but all they have to do is talk to their school and say, we'd love to be a part of the Ravinia program. How do we make that happen here?
Oh, that sounds very good. And you have other programs, too, that I don't think, again, a lot of people necessarily know about, that aren't necessarily on the main stage, but other things that you do.
Yeah, we have six stages at Ravinia.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know that I would have guessed that many, to tell you the truth.
Yep. So any as small as 100-seater and as big as 13,000, and that's our big outdoor space. But we have Bennett Gordon Hall, which is 450 seats. We have the Martin Theater, which is the original building to our founding. That's 850 seats. And we have a carousel stage, which is just out on our lawn for that general admission kind of experience.
Sure.
And that's about 2,000 to 3,000. So we can do any variety of programs at any time. Sometimes there's two or three happening at the same time.
Really?
Yeah.
And during the day, too. They're not all at night. Now, let me ask you, just between us, no one is listening, just us.
No one.
Your favorite performer, personally, of all the concerts you've seen. So I talk to people all the time. Jim Tarano, who preceded me on the radio, huge concert fan, right? He's been to, I think, 7,000 Elton John performances. He has a problem in that regard. But other than that, I mean, he's a huge fan of rock and roll and music in general. Lisa Dent, who works here, goes to concerts. She lives going to concerts. My question to you is, you probably have gone to more concerts even than both of them combined. It's your job, right?
Yeah, I love it. I really love it. And I love all the genres, whether it's classical music, folk, pop, blues, R&B. But one that stands out to me is a special project that David Byrne and St. Vincent did together.
Huh.
This has probably been about 7 or 8 years ago. They toured it, and they came to Ravinia. And like David in his unique style, it wasn't only just performance, but it was also choreographed. So all the musicians on the stage, including him, were constantly in movement. They were doing marches, and they were doing little parades, and they were doing certain configurations of the way they were on stage that either spelled things out or gave a different meaning to the song. And I just found it so fascinating. And it was one of those concerts where your attention never left the stage until it was over.
Wow.
He is so creative that way, both in his music making and his performance art, that I'll always remember that performance.
I would have not guessed anything like that. Maybe Lady Gaga or maybe the group Chicago, you know, that I think is coming back this year again. Actually,
yep.
Right?
Chicago will be with us.
Yeah. All right. So how do you get to Ravinia for people who don't know? And there are many ways to do it.
Yeah, a couple of different ways. We're up in Highland Park, so it's a northern part of the city. You can certainly drive, and we've got parking on site. Sometimes that parking lot fills up, and we use some surrounding spots around the festival, and we have a free park and ride service. So you just follow the traffic control, park in a lot, hop on a bus, and they'll drop you off at our front door and take you back. But the best way to get to Ravinia is by the Metra. And we have a really great partnership with them where your Ravinia ticket is a free round-trip Metra ride.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and that
I think a lot of people may not know about that.
Yeah, it's a great, great partnership. And it's a nice way to get to the festival and don't have to worry about the highways and the traffic. You just let Metra do it. And they drop you off at our front door and
Literally. Pick
you up. Yeah, we are the only private institution in the country with a public commuter train stop.
I did not know that.
Yep.
But it is. It's right at the door. The only downside, to be honest, when the concert ends, everyone's there in line, you know, and getting on the train, rarely a problem. Getting on back on the train to come back into the city or wherever you're going, that can be a little more time consuming.
Yeah, always the exit is a little rough, but maybe we should serve some Malort on the
then people will forget where the train is.
Yeah,
that's what I'm worried about.
Some free Malort on the station there would help everybody.
So for people who don't know or want to see the schedule, because we don't have time to mention everyone coming in, what is the website?
Ravinia.org. Everything's on there. Be careful of all the secondary ticket marketplaces. That's not us. But Ravinia.org has the entire lineup.
Is that
lineup.
A problem for you guys?
It is.
Yeah, it is.
You know, fraudulent tickets, even the secondary market, you know, they have no skin in the game as far as producing these events.
So even the resellers may not be, first of all, they may be selling them for a price they shouldn't be. But beyond that, it might not be even a real ticket.
Oftentimes they're doing speculative buying. So they'll tell someone, yeah, I have that ticket, but they don't have it. They're just going to go try and find it now that they have a buyer. So it's a real problem. And people show up at our gate just thinking that it's us.
You've got a ticket,
and
yeah.
We still have to deal with the problem. Yeah. So go to Ravinia.org. That's the best place.
Are you working with a legislator to...
Yes, there is. There's some real movement with our federal government at the moment to have some more transparent ticketing so that the price you see is the price you pay when you check out.
Mm-hmm.
I think that legislation's coming in the next 12 months for
sure.
Good. And the secondary ticket market stuff might take a little bit longer, but there's a lot of pressure on them to stop some of this gouging and overpricing that's happening.
Yeah, that's not right. All right, Ravinia.org for more information. Eric, happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day, Steve, and
thank
to all
you.
The mothers out there for sure. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, thank you for coming out on Mother's Day yet. And thank you for doing what you do at Ravinia. We need it. We need it right now more than any other time.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.